Com.
Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life that no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr.
Yeah, is this thing on? Check one. It's Kevin McCullough from New York. Glad you're with us. We are so thankful to be able to sit with you every Saturday night and give you some clear, crystal clear binge thinking. Gotcha on this end. Hope that you will be with us for the next couple of hours because we got some interesting and fun things to talk about. Kevin McCullough is my name. I made some other talk show hosts not very happy this week. Because there were some conservative talk show hosts that were whining at the Democratic convention about not being given access to good guests. Oh, well. See, that's where, Roger Hedgecock, that's where you turn around and make fun of them for 3 hours for being too afraid to come talk to you. That's what you do. But whining about it to John Fund in the National Review, that just doesn't go anywhere. It just dies. So anyway, sometimes we have guests. Sometimes most of the time we don't. And the reason that this broadcast, the Baldwin McCullough live broadcast, makes an effort not to have guests most times, is because we want to hear from you at 888-340-3373. See, I think, and this is call me crazy here, this is where I think you have as much to say as some of the smart people do. Because all of the smart people are very, very impressed with how smart they are. And I like to talk to you. So tonight we're gonna do that. Steven's away. He's in London. No, he's in Manchester. Manchester, England. Where he spoke at an event just hours ago, and it's, I don't know, like 2:30 or 3 in the morning where he is. And I'm pretty sure he's passed out on a mattress somewhere. Probably took some of his digestive enzymes, had himself a Red Bull, and went nighty-night. And if he makes it into the show tonight, because he said, "Hey, Kev, I'm going to take my microphone. I'm going to take my laptop. We'll connect with you. I'll do the show. 2:30 in the morning. I'll do the show, man." I just giggled. But anyway, so that's where he is. He'll be back with us for sure next week, or maybe he won't. He'll be in Greece, and depending on how the economy's doing there, maybe he won't be with us from there either. I don't know. You got to get internet out of these places. In some of these places where the economy isn't so good, the internet isn't so good. I don't know if you've figured that out yet or not. Technology and progress, all that stuff kind of follows good economies. Anyway, Kevin McCullough is my name, 888-340-3373. Here's what I'd like to talk about tonight. Did you hear the president make this statement? This one right here. This statement right here. Did you hear the president say this? I could have sworn I heard him say it at some point. Do we have the cut there, Mr. Quinones? Can we find the cut? I specifically cued you, but there we go.
And I will never turn Medicare into a voucher.
Do you remember when he said that? I will never turn Medicare into a voucher. That was on Friday night. Now, check that. Thursday night at the close of the Democratic National Convention. He said, "I will never turn Medicare into a voucher." Coming up in my next segment, Dr. Kirk Elliott, who's America's financial doctor, has examined this issue, and he will tell us something interesting that happened in the news just within the last 24 hours after the president said this.
And I will never turn Medicare into a voucher.
All right, so he said it, you've heard him now say it twice. There's actually some Because Medicare is something that people are going to vote on this fall. So they're kind of passionate about it. They don't want to see it turned into something that they're afraid they're not going to benefit from. But that was his specific promise. He said, I'm not going to turn Medicare into a voucher. Coming up in the next segment, Kirk Elliott will be with us, America's financial doctor. You can find him at KirkElliottPhD.com. KirkElliottPhD.com. But it'll be interesting. Besides that, here's the other thing I want to talk about. And it's not very newsworthy, except in my life, because it's huge. The lovely bride and I are about to welcome baby boy number two into this life. We are, in fact, 10 days away from touchdown of baby boy number two. He's gonna come out and spike the ball 10 days from now. And here's what has happened to me probably, I don't know, three dozen times in the last month. Someone has said, so what are you having? We're having a baby boy. Know the name? Yeah. You going to tell me? No. And then they say, well, good luck with that. And they giggle and they turn around and walk away. Now, I don't know what the big joke is. I don't know, like, is it because we're having a second boy that there's a big joke? Is it because that we're having two boys in a row that's the joke? Is it because we're just having two children, period? So I haven't figured this out. But I'd like to know what it is that keeps causing people to come up, wish me luck with baby boy number two, and then walk away giggling under their breath. Because that, on the face of it, it just seems mean. But is there something that I'm missing here? What would you give me if you've got two? If you had two boys, and you think you know what all of my friends, now that I'm 10 days away from being daddy of boy number two, I want you to tell me what you think it is that they're giggling about, and help prepare me, because I don't want to walk into this and not know what I'm doing. So we may touch on that for a little bit. Then I got another question for you, and this one's related to the news. This one's related to the news. If one of the political parties, and I'm not going to name any political party here, but if one of the political parties did this, they went into the host city where they were going to have their convention, okay, as the political party representing everyone that identifies with that particular party, and they go in, and they have their convention, and they have their party, and they leave. And they leave a $15 million bill behind them. So it's $15 million that they owe then the host city and the vendors and the other people. You know, it's like they stiffed the waiter on the tab. They came in, they had the steak dinner, they had the lobster, they had two bottles of champagne, they had a big fat cheesecake for dessert. And they had caviar dripped over everything and gold leaf painted on the ice cream. And they got up and they walked away at the end of the night. They just didn't pay it. Would that be something that you would hold against that party in the elections upcoming? Would it be something that you think would be worthy of holding against them for the elections? Is it an example, in your mind, is it an example of someone that can be trusted to run other financial matters if they're $15 million in the hole after their convention is over? So that's what we want to get to. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373 is the phone number, and we are glad to have you with us tonight. Kevin McCullough is my name, and your phone calls will be taken on this. When we continue, Kirk Elliott, PhD, America's financial doctor, will join us, and we're going to dissect that little thing that Obama said when he said this on Thursday night.
And I will never turn Medicare into a voucher.
Yeah, metronome and all. He's never going to turn it into a voucher. So that's what he meant by that. Because I don't know, why are people afraid of Medicare being turned into a voucher? How do you turn Medicare into a voucher? What does that even mean? But then he promises pretty directly, you heard his words, that's like read my lips, no new taxes. This is old President Obama, I will not turn Medicare into a voucher. I will not. I will not turn it into a voucher. But then this little story comes out today from the Health and Human Services Division of the Obama administration. And the Health and Human Services Administration is saying that they're going to turn Medicare into a voucher for, I don't know, a lot of the poorest seniors that are out there. Is that good? That doesn't sound very good. Anyway, we'll get to Dr. Elliott when we continue. The website is BaldwinMcCullough.com. BaldwinMcCullough.com. The phone number 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. And when we continue live from New York, Dr. Kirk Elliott will be with us, and we will talk with him about that pledge not to put poor old people into a voucher system with Medicare, and this story right now that says that 2 million of them may be headed that way. That's all coming up. Baldwin McCullough live from New York. Stay with us. Every single time, what does that sound mean to you?
A fuse is lit.
Are you aware that time is running out?
A fuse is lit.
You may not be up to speed on other countries' economic problems, but did you know they could wipe out your 401k?
The fuse is lit.
Your retirement plan, everything you have worked to earn in your entire life.
The fuse is lit.
Financial experts say it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when.
Text FUSE. 339-38.
Do you know what you will do to prepare your family in the worst case scenario?
Free DVD.
Kirk Elliott, financial advisor, dedicated to making people ready
when the bomb goes off.
If you've not reached out for America's financial doctor,
do it now.
Kirk Elliott, PhD.com. Kirk Elliott, PhD.com.
That's two L's, two T's. Or call
866-211-8986.
The fuse is lit.
866-211-8986. 866-211-8986.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold, or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
It's the Baldwin McCullough radio broadcast live from New York every single Saturday night. Thank you for being here, and thank you for telling your friends how you spend your Saturday evenings. We're always glad to have you with us. And very, very thankful for opportunities to help you in ways that make an actual difference in your life. You know that you've seen really, really tough stuff in the news because we are in a tough economy, right? There is an economic bomb that's about to go off, a financial volcano that could sweep away your 401k, your retirement accounts, your retirement plan, could wipe out every penny you've worked hard to save. Now, if the PIGS countries, for example, Portugal, Italy, Greece, and Spain, if one of them declares bankruptcy or they pull out of the euro, do you know what domino effect that will have on the American markets? We've got $800 billion in bank assets that are in those countries. So if this economic bomb goes off, what happens to you? Do you know if you would survive? I've been told by financial experts it'll make Fannie and Freddie look like preseason. Who do you call and where do you turn to find trusted information about that bomb? There's only one office that I trust, and that's the office of Kirk Elliott, Ph.D., a trusted name in the McCullough household. He's America's financial doctor. Literally, he has a Ph.D. in economics, and he's produced a compelling, moving, and truth-telling documentary titled The Fuse is Lit. And he's so concerned about your economic safety that he wants to send you a copy just so that you're aware of the impact that this bomb will have on your retirement. Request your copy, limited supply, and a short period of time that they're available, so you need to call now. 866-211-8986. 866-211-8986. 866-211-8986. Write that number down, even if you don't intend to call tonight, you can call this week. 866-211-8986. That's 866-211-8986. You can also text the word FUSE, because the name of the documentary is The Fuse is Lit. You can text the word FUSE to 33938, 33938, and you can get your request your copy of the DVD that way. But Dr. Kirk Elliott now joins us, speaking of America's financial doctor, because I contacted him earlier this afternoon, and I said, Kirk, you got to help us understand this. Kirk, welcome to the Baldwin McCullough Live broadcast.
Hey, thanks. It's great to be with you.
Just a little bit on your background, because people on this show, people listen to my weekday show, know that you were with me just yesterday. But for this show with Stephen, you've not had a chance to join us yet, and he's in England tonight, so I'm sorry that we can't connect the two of you. But give the people that are new to you just a little bit about your background and how you got into what you're doing now.
Well, thanks for having me on. And, you know, I got my Ph.D. I earned my Ph.D., in public policy and administration, emphasizing on monetary policy. So inflation, that's what I wrote my dissertation on, was inflation. And I speak all over the country at conferences, at political conferences, on radio, on TV, trying to wake up America to what you were just alluding to, the financial time bomb that we have in front of us. Literally, we are on the edge of the fiscal cliff. And in looking at that big picture that I look at everything through the lens of an economist, I'm able to help clients with their investments because it's not just about your finances. It's everything put together. We're politically, economically, morally, geopolitically, everything is falling apart and they're all interconnected. If we lose one of those freedoms, our personal, economic, religious, or financial freedoms, we lose all of them. And so that's what my mission is trying to get the word out and help protect and preserve.
All right. Well, I see. I'm appreciative of what you do, Kirk, and thank you for making some time for us on a Saturday night. Now, this story that kind of, you know, it's the weekend, so it's going to get buried a little bit. The media loves to do these, you know, especially negative stories for Obama. They love to put them in the Friday news cycle because it gets dumped over the weekend and people don't really catch up to it until Monday or Tuesday of next week. And by then it doesn't seem to have the same power. But this statement, and Ivan, play, get the full statement ready, was given by President Obama on Thursday night in the midst of his acceptance speech from the Democratic National Convention. He said this towards the end of the speech.
And I will never turn Medicare into a voucher. No American should ever have to spend their golden years at the mercy of insurance companies. They should retire with the care and the dignity that they have earned. Yes, we will reform and strengthen Medicare for the long haul, but we'll do it by reducing the cost of health care, not by asking seniors to pay thousands of dollars more. And we will keep the promise of Social Security by taking the responsible steps to strengthen it, not by turning it over to Wall Street.
All right, so there's a couple of things there that as it relates to this headline that I ran across this afternoon, Kirk, I want to get your reaction to. But the first thing he says out of his mouth there is that he's not going to turn Medicare over to a voucher program. And it was reported today in multiple places, the Washington Post being one of them, that his Health and Human Services Department is now launching a pilot program that will shift up to 2 million poor and vulnerable seniors out of the federal Medicare program and into a private health insurance program overseen by the states. In essence, a voucher program, similar, not dissimilar at least, to what Paul Ryan was saying. And I'm not against the program, but I think it's a pretty bold-faced lie to stand there on the convention floor on one night, on Thursday night, and say, I'm not going to turn it into a voucher program, and then to less than 24 hours later have it be revealed that your Health and Human Services Secretary, Kathleen Sebelius, that's exactly what she's working for. What's your take on this?
Well, my take on it is, you know, what the Ryan plan, he was attacking Paul Ryan's plan in that whole speech. And the Ryan plan calls what he's saying that are vouchers that he would never, ever do, and then he flip-flops, you know, just a couple days later. The dust hasn't even settled yet. The Ryan plan calls those premium support payments. And so when he says he does not want to add thousands of dollars to the poor and the elderly and the retired, that is actually just the lie. That is not what the Ryan plan does. And I just want to take a few minutes and actually we have to understand what the Ryan plan said so we can understand what Obama said.
Sure.
What the Ryan plan wants to do is basically the free market would force insurance prices lower because you are going to have Medicare competing with private insurance companies. So people on Medicare, Medicaid, they are going to have a choice. If they want to pick the normal traditional Medicare program, they can. If they wanted to pick a program, a private insurance company that's cheaper, you know what? They get to pocket the difference. If they want to pay for one that's more expensive, they have to pay the difference out of pocket. So what the Ryan plan is saying is we want to give you the option.
All right, so
normal Medicare, that's fine.
Dr. Elliott, hold that thought. We're talking with Dr. Kirk Elliott. He's America's financial doctor. His website is kirkelliottphd.com, and you can get his free DVD, The Fuse is Lit, at 866-211-8986, 866-211-8986. When we continue, we'll dissect both plans with Dr. Kirk Elliott.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
It's Saturday night. That means it's Baldwin McCullough Live and Stephen in Manchester, England tonight. So he's not available to be with us, but we are grateful that you are. It's if it's 9 to 11 o'clock on Saturday nights, that means it's time for some fun with Baldwin McCullough. And tonight we're talking about some interesting things that I want to get your interaction on, but we need to kind of go to school a little bit, and that's why my guest, Dr. Kirk Elliott, is with us. Back with him in just a second. 2016, Obama's America is the movie that will explain what Obama will do with four more years. It is the courageous new film by Gerald Mullen, Academy Award-winning producer of Schindler's List. You can journey with best-selling author Dinesh D'Souza to four continents to unlock the mysteries of Obama's past and what it means for America's future. Learn the shocking reasons why President Obama is downsizing America, downsizing our economy, downsizing our military, and he wants America to be just another nation at the table of nations. Go see 2016 and discover why our president dreams of a diminished America. This is the movie the White House doesn't want you to see. This is the story the media refuses to tell. Who is Barack Obama? Why does he want to replace the American dream with a dream from his father? And what precisely is that dream? Only one movie answers those questions. That movie is 2016, Obama's America. Love him? Hate him? You don't really even know him. In theaters now, rated PG. All right, Kirk Elliott's back with us. And Kirk, we're talking about a story that really broke today that says that it looks like President Obama is going to put about 2 million of the poorest seniors into, in essence, a voucher program. But you're describing the difference between Paul Ryan's plan and Obama's plan so that we understand what they're discussing. And you were describing what Paul Ryan's plan does.
Yeah, Paul Ryan's plan actually gave all seniors a choice. It said if you want to take the government Medicare program, you can. If you wanted a private insurance company where their premiums were less than the Medicare plan, well, then you got to pocket the difference. If you wanted one that's more expensive than that, you would have to pay the difference. Well, see, what Obama's plan is doing, and I am not against a voucher plan. Believe me, I think it's a better plan. However, he is flip-flopping so much, and unlike the Ryan plan, which gives seniors an option, he is using 2 million of the poorest in America basically as guinea pigs in this system where when you don't offer the choice that the Ryan's plan does, just like any other government-run program, it is going to be top-heavy, it's going to be too expensive. It is not going to work the way that they think it will, which is why they're completely underwater right now. But the problem here with Medicare and Medicaid both is that it's almost like a legalized Ponzi scheme. And that I mean, you've got fewer people now paying into the system than there are people in retirement. So there's more people collecting benefits, but fewer people paying into it. And that's why the trust fund for Medicare has been running out of money year after year after year. You see, Medicare runs out of money in 2014, which is why this needs reform. It really does. But Obama's plan and all of his Affordable Care and Act and all this Obamacare and everything else is going to add $1 trillion to our budget every year, $1.03 trillion. It is going to go under, and this is a financial time bomb.
That's disturbing. And just if you're just joining us, what Dr. Kirk Elliott is describing is the difference between what President Obama is doing, and this story that came out today in the Washington Post and some other places had it. But while the president was giving a speech on the convention floor in Charlotte, saying no American should have to spend their golden years at the mercy of insurance companies, back in Washington, his Health and Human Services Department is already launching a pilot program that will shift 2 million poor and vulnerable seniors out of the federal Medicare program and into private health insurance plans overseen by the states. In other words, the thing that he said, I promise you I will not do, is exactly what he's doing. Now, Dr. Elliott and myself and Paul Ryan are saying privatizing and using vouchers isn't necessarily a bad thing. In fact, we like the Ryan plan because it gives seniors the choice. You want to go with a private sector plan, you want to go with Medicare, you can do either one. But, Kirk, last question. Medicare does have 36, billion in commitments in the coming years that it cannot reach. So
correct.
If it doesn't do anything, then it is going to run out of money and people are just not going to get any services.
That's absolutely right. In fact, the Medicare trustees have basically just recently said that the plan starts to run short in 2014. And estimates are estimates looking forward, but Medicare completely runs out in the 2020s. Completely runs out of money.
All right.
And see, so this is why when you have free enterprise, when people can choose and companies can compete against each other for business, it will drive
On that note, Kirk, I've got to go. Thank you for your time tonight. Dr. Kirk Elliott.
I'm Kevin McCullough. You may know me from talk radio or from my stints on Fox News. But today I want to let you in on a secret. How much was your last energy bill? I asked my lovely bride not long ago. We're paying $300 a month for our electric and natural gas, and we're on the budget program. See, at the end of the year, we got another bill for another $600 for our use of energy resources. If that's too much for you, and it was for me, then do what I did. Call my friend Stuart Lynn. Stuart can help you save 20 to 40% off your energy supplies. And beyond that, he's helped some people get their energy for free. That's right. No cost to you whatsoever. And still others, he's figured out ways to help them make money off of using their electricity and natural gas. Want more information? Call Stu. 877-532-1821. 877-532-1821. Online at StuLynn.com or call 877-532-1821. That's 877-532-1821. 877-532-1821.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Every 2 seconds, a child becomes an orphan. 44,000 children become orphaned every single day. And every 90 seconds, an orphan dies from starvation and preventable malnutrition. Every 90 seconds. That's why the talk radio hosts Danny Johnson, Stephen Baldwin, and Kevin McCullough are combining efforts along with Food for Orphans for 2012 in 2012. Our desire is to try to feed 2012 orphans in the calendar year of 2012. $92 will feed an orphan right now for the next entire year. That's 25 cents a meal. And friends, this is a specially designed diet. It has 17 vitamins and nutrients that are unique to orphans' malnourished states. Call now 1-888-340-3373 or jump online to 2012in2012.info. That's 2012in2012.info.
Media.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live, Saturday nights, 9 to 11, and Stephen Baldwin in Manchester, England, tonight. But Kevin McCullough, glad to be with you, and thanks to Kirk Elliott for stopping by and explaining why the president's big lie that he's not going to put the Medicare program on vouchers was a big lie. And speaking of that, I've got a question, and it's a question that has bugged me all day because I saw... You know, we've just come through 2 weeks of conventions. We've come through 2 weeks of You know, this side says this and the other side says that. And 2 weeks ago, the Republicans said, well, we're going to be about free markets. We're going to be about entrepreneurialism. We're going to be about helping small business. We're going to be about getting those people that are unemployed back into the workforce. The following week, you had Michelle Obama, Bill Clinton, and President Obama on successive nights say, you need the government to lift you up when you're down. In fact, they didn't mention the unemployed at all. They basically just talked about caring for people that are in bad situations, but they didn't point to any solutions that I heard other than to just keep doing what they're doing, which ain't working. So on Friday, after the president's big speech, you get this new jobs number out, right? So it's 96,000 new jobs added to the workforce. And so, and all week long, you heard the president say, well, we helped 4.5 million people get jobs. 4.5 million new jobs have been created. Well, that's not even true. The closest you can get to an actual accurate count of how many actual new jobs have been created since President Obama took office is about 2.7 million. The way they get to the 4.5 is they play funny math with the numbers. But all economists agree on the 2.7 number. Those jobs are real. Those are real jobs. Now, this would be 2.7 million plus 96,000 more that they would add to that number and say, see, that's 96,000 more jobs that we created. Here's the problem. In the same jobs report, you have 368,000 people that left the workforce. They no longer count as people that are unemployed. Did they find work? No. But they've expired their unemployment benefits. And here's how Obama's accounting department does this. They say, well, we added 96,000 jobs. And by the way, there's 368,000 people that we say are no longer looking for work. So that actually reduced the unemployment rate. We went from 8.3 to 8.1. But the truth is those 368,000 people are still jobless. So you have a net loss, a huge net loss, every month of this year so far, of people leaving the workforce, no matter what the unemployment number is. We have the lowest labor force participation rate since World War II, I think. And right now, males in the workforce are only that less than 70% of them are employed. The employable, age-appropriate males in society, 69.9% of them have jobs. That's a 30-point-plus unemployment rate for men. When you look at it honestly, that's one out of three men that want to work that don't have a job. That's the real unemployment rate. Okay, so I got sidetracked. The conventions are over. It's all done. Okay? Everybody goes home. And then we find out that in the last 2 weeks, one of the two conventions left a bill for $15 million unpaid. They didn't pay their bill. They didn't pay their bill. $15 million that they used the services of, that they got, you know, benefit from, they used to put on their big show in the host city. And the way it worked is this particular political party, and it was one of the two big ones, drew a $10 million line of credit. I'd love to figure out how to get a $10 million line of credit. I just take it and turn around and immediately invest it in, like, all precious metals and pay the interest. And they went $5 million in the hole on what they spent versus what they had budgeted. Now, again, forget the political party here. Here's what I want to know. a political party is just a group of people, right? It's just a group of people that said, we believe in this platform, and we all came together. Now, to put on their big convention where they approve their platform and all come together, they ran into the hole $15 million. And they will likely not pay it back, if at all, until sometime next year. They stiffed a major energy producer because the electricity is what they're not paying the bill on, the light bill. They didn't pay the light bill. So here's what I want to know. 888-340-3373. This is what we're talking about. 888-340-3373. And I'm not saying which party it is because I don't want to taint you by, you know, saying which side. But if a group of people come together, put on a conference, run themselves into the ground $15 million, should that be held against them in the ballot box? Is it fair to say, you know what, you're a bad handler of money. I'm not going to let you get anywhere near the national treasury. Is that fair? Is that fair to do to a political party, to the people that represent the political party, to the leadership of that party? I'm not telling you which one it is because I don't want you to be predisposed to answer based on partisan. So we'll keep this neutral. But is it a negative for a political party to not pay its bill for its convention, and should they lose votes for that? I'm curious as to your thoughts. I want to know what you think. I know what I think. I want to know what you think. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. If somebody stiffed a waiter $15 million, should they get to eat in the restaurant again? Should they get the confidence of the American people if they stiffed the host city $15 million? 888-340-3373.
Finally, on radio, Danny's Johnson.
98% of the population will end up dead or dead broke by the age of 65.
Danny Johnson.
Nationwide, Sunday night.
For you, is that how you want to be? Is that the life that you want? Well, if you look at what everybody else is doing and you live the way they are, then that's what you're going to have.
Why live under the burden of death?
I say, look at what everybody else is doing and do the opposite.
A production of Extreme Media.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, in 2011, we told you about the CARES Project. It was launched by our Extreme Charities Foundation, offering you free assistance on getting the lowest price possible for your prescription drugs. I'm happy to report that every month, thousands of you are experiencing savings as high as 35%, but on average, about 27% off of what they formerly paid for the prescriptions that they needed. If you've not yet signed up, it's easy to do. Just go to CARESProject.com. That's CARESProject.com and print your card today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870 888-784-3121. Renovation Tees. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
.com.
It's Baldwin McCullough live on a Saturday night. I'm just trying to play with your brain a little bit. That's all. I want to wrap it around this because, you know, why we elect our leaders is kind of interesting. And I want to know, based on different things, if they matter to you. So, for instance, should they be responsible handlers of money? Is that important to you to the degree, and I'm not saying which party it is. I haven't said which party it is. I don't intend to until I've talked to a good number of you, 888-340-3373. But I'm posing this question, and it's not hypothetical. It's real. But I'm not telling you who until we've had some discussion about it, because I don't want the party affiliation to be what taints your decision about it. Here's what I want to know. The last 2 weeks, one convention was held in Tampa. One was held in Charlotte. One of the parties rolled into town, paid their bill, and when they left, all of their debts were paid. The other town pulled in, did not pay their bill. When they left, they owed $15 million for the party that they just threw in the host city where they were just at. Okay, $15 million that they owe. We're in a financial election this year. This election is not going to turn on foreign policy or social issues or anything like that. It's going to be about jobs and the economy and the handling of money and the deficit and the responsibility of people handling money. So if the parties are out there saying, I'm the best one to handle your money as it's sitting in Washington, D.C., does that party lose credibility, and should they lose votes if they leave behind in the city that just hosted them over the last 2 weeks, one of the cities that hosted one of them over the last 2 weeks, a $15 million debt? Now, I just asked one of our staff here. Actually, I didn't ask. He just volunteered. He said, nope, I don't think that shouldn't hurt the party. It would depend on the reasons and so forth. Okay, so we have one vote for no. What do you say? 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. Let's go to line 3. Janet calling from Clarksville, Tennessee. Janet, welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough on Baldwin McCullough Live. Hi. Janet, are you there?
Yes, Kevin, I'm here.
Go right ahead. Janet, welcome.
Our political leaders should be responsible for any kind of money that they handle.
Meaning, if they owe a debt, it should be paid?
Absolutely.
Okay, so what does it... But everybody says, but Janet, we all use credit cards. Maybe this is just an extension and I'm going to pay it next year. Maybe, what if the party said that? Would you forgive them for that then?
No, I think they need to pay their bills.
So should voters be taking a look at what this party is doing and say, you know, they didn't handle that money responsibly. I don't think I should vote for them based on that.
Correct.
All right. Very interesting, Janet. Thank you. So now we have, thanks for the call. We have one and one.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.